Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast, your go-to source for personal, professional, and organizational growth and development. We hope you tune in often for all things people management, organizational development and change, organizational leadership, and social impact related. Maximize your personal and organizational potential with Human Capital Innovations Podcast. Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. In this HCI podcast episode, I share my recent Forbes article, How Leaders Can Overcome Fear and Drive Organizational Success. Welcome back to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. It's great to be with you again today as I share my recent Forbes article, How Leaders Can Overcome Fear and Drive Organizational Success. We all experience inflection points in our lives where we encounter uncertainty, challenges, and our greatest fears and must choose the path we will take, retreat to safety, or face our fears head on and let the consequences follow. And while we will likely face these inflection points in all aspects of our lives, often, some of the most challenging defining moments we encounter come when we are in various positions of leadership. How can we develop the resilience necessary to overcome the fear and anxiety that we will inevitably face in our various leadership roles? Number one, lean into nuance, messiness, and complexity. To say the modern workplace is complex is a dramatic understatement. Leading a healthy, sustainable, people-centric organization that is continuously competitive in the marketplace requires some serious multivariable calculus. This complexity, inherent messiness, and endless nuance are often fear and anxiety-inducing and can be exhausting. But the current business climate doesn't need to drive our fears. Rather, it can feed our creativity. Today's leaders and those who will be leading organizations in the future need to develop the ability to lean into the messiness. As the author of the recent Harvard Business Review article state, the best leaders are humble leaders, and ambiguity and uncertainty are par for the course in today's business environment. So why not embrace them? When leaders humbly admit that they don't have all the answers, they create space for others to step forward and offer solutions. Openly acknowledge the challenges you are facing and the corresponding complexities. Lean on the expertise of your people to drive new innovative solutions, and you can turn the fear and anxiety-inducing circumstances into successes for you and your team. Number two, avoid dogma, rigidity, and certainty. One of my favorite religious books is Peter Enns' The Sin of Certainty. He addresses the dangers of dogma, rigidity, and certainty within a religious context and argues for greater flexibility and humility within one's religious beliefs and behaviors. But his message can also be applied in a broader leadership context. The reality is we face a range of dogmas within the workplace, everything from rigidity around organizational norms, policies, practices, and procedures to broader societal dogmas, political, religious, economics, etc. Fearful of the complexities and shifting ground around them, leaders are often tempted to exude faux confidence and certainty in relation to the organizational context and challenges facing them and their people. But this doesn't actually serve anyone. Fear-based rigidity leads to an inability to iterate, adapt, and pivot relative to shifting internal and external conditions. Remember that it's okay to not know the right path forward. Work with your team in creating a vision and strategy that can help guide your activities and provide the scaffolding for success, while also providing the flexibility to adjust as needed. Number three, sidestep imposter syndrome. One of the fears many leaders face is imposter syndrome. Chances are, at one point or another, you have experienced this yourself, feeling like you don't measure up, like everyone else around you is smarter, more experienced, or capable, or you feel out of place, like, who are you to lead this team? These thoughts are particularly common when new managers take on their first significant role. As a Forbes article puts it, leaders managing high-talented teams are likely to encounter imposter syndrome, But by encouraging questions, utilizing vulnerability, and prioritizing problem solving, they can ensure team morale remains strong and help their employees feel the success they deserve. A healthy level of humility and self-awareness is essential. In fact, as a leader, you shouldn't be an expert on everything, the most experienced, etc. You should be surrounding yourself with an amazing team and leaning on their expertise. However, if your imposter syndrome becomes debilitating, seek help and outside support. Number 4, foster intellectual humility. As noted above, we need to foster greater levels of intellectual humility in our leadership style and approach. We can't possibly be the expert on everything our team does. The weakest and most ineffectual leaders are often those who try to control the information and who assume they know best. The best leaders recognize the experience and expertise of their individual team members and empower everyone to leverage their disciplinary and functional knowledge for the benefit of the entire team. One way to foster greater intellectual humility as a leader and among your team is to show vulnerability. The Harvard Business Review article I mentioned previously argues that we should think of our mistakes as teachable moments. When leaders showcase their own personal growth, they legitimize the growth and learning of others, the authors write. By admitting to their own imperfections, they make it okay for others to be fallible too. You don't have to have it all figured out. No one on your team expects that. What they do expect is that you openly acknowledge your limitations and shortcomings, apologize when mistakes were made, and continuously try to learn and grow, as well as encourage and support the continuous growth and development of your team. In closing, the modern leader faces a wide array of complex challenges. While it can be tempting to try and reduce the organizational and work messiness and complexities into something more easily definable and actionable, we can't allow fears of the unknown to drive us or our teams. In following the advice above, we can transform into a truly confident and emotionally secure leader, ready to face our fears and anxieties head on and tackle whatever is thrown our way. I'm excited to announce the publication of my new book from HCI Press, Bluer Than Indigo Leadership, The Journey of Becoming a Truly Remarkable Leader. Early in my adult life, I learned about an Asian proverb that translates as bluer than indigo. If you think about the color indigo, it is a brilliant, deep, and vibrant blue, what some would call the bluest of blues. To have something that is bluer than indigo is rare and truly remarkable. Contrary to popular myth, there is no one-size-fits-all or cookie-cutter approach to effective leadership. There's no silver bullet, no secret sauce, no go-to model that will solve all of our problems. The truth is, great leaders have all had their unique strengths and flaws, and have all had to discover and then pave their own distinctive path in their life's journey to fulfill their leadership potential. Bluer Than Indigo Leadership will help you discover your own path and explore those ordinary, everyday actions that will help you respond to an uncertain future and produce extraordinary results for individuals, teams, and organizations. The Alchemy of Truly Remarkable Leadership. Ordinary, everyday actions that produce extraordinary results. Consider how the nature of work has shifted over the past 50 years. With increased globalization, rapid technological advancement, and the shift in economic composition, the average job of today looks very different than the average job of 50 years ago. What will the jobs and organizations of tomorrow look like? Moreover, what does this all mean for organizational leaders? What are the core competencies and capabilities of organizations and their leadership that are prepared for continued disruption and geopolitical and socioeconomic shifts? Regardless of what the future holds, increasingly, leaders need to be socially minded, data-driven, decisive, champions of talent, and disruptors of the traditional notions of leadership, teams, organizations, and work. The Alchemy of Truly Remarkable Leadership will help you to explore your own leadership competencies and capabilities and consider ways to apply and implement them into your workplace and personal life. check out Human Capital Innovations magazine, Human Capital Leadership. Human Capital Leadership is a free, interactive e-magazine with the mission to help individuals, leaders, and organizations find innovative approaches to maximize their human capital potential. We publish issues quarterly in August, November, February, and May. Take a look at the latest issue and let us know what you think. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. I hope you stay healthy and safe, and that you have a great week.